Weyburn. The Weyburn Arts Council has extended the deadline to apply for the Millie Coghill Fine Arts Award to Wednesday, May 31, as no applications have come in as of Wednesday. The award is named for a longtime Weyburn artist and craftsperson, Millie Coghill, who passed away in 2010. Residents of Weyburn and the Southeast region can apply for the award to offset the costs associated with continuing their education in the arts. The scholarship award is funded by her grandson Ian and the Weyburn Arts Council. Criteria for the Fine Arts Award includes the following. This award available to Weyburn and area students and adults, either heading to post-secondary school, or continuing their education via internships, immersive workshops, etc. Applicants must provide proof of enrollment in a creative field, i.e., graphic arts, architecture, carpentry, ceramics, music, performance art, etc. If heading to post-secondary, they should provide record of transcripts, high school or post-secondary. Applicants should provide a detailed history of community and volunteer involvement, as well as a recommendation from an art teacher, educator detailing why they feel the student would be deserving of such an award. On separate sheets, the applicant should include the name and contact information of the post-secondary institution or education center, the type of program they will be taking, and a list of extracurricular activities. Coghill was a very active member of the art club as her artistic ability was very well known. She painted from the mid-1960s to 2005, and held several shows in local and provincial art galleries. She won several James Weir People's Choice Awards during this time, and her work hangs in many homes throughout Canada and in Europe, as well as in the Saskatchewan Legislature, and in the City of Weyburn's permanent art collection, now housed at the Weyburn Art Gallery. Coghill was involved with the creation of the Weyburn Wheel, currently in the Weyburn Public Library, as well as quilting, which she mastered and won a provincial award for in 1984.